I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, August 25th. A developer has withdrawn plans for an 18-unit apartment complex at the site of the former Imperial Terrace restaurant on C Street in Quincy. JVC C Street LLC withdrew their plans at this week's Zoning Board of Appeals meeting in the face of intense neighborhood opposition and opposition by zoning board members. The applicant may revise the plans and try again in the future. Quincy Fire Chief Joe Jackson is worried about safety and maintenance at the Twin Rivers Technologies plant at the Quincy Shipyard after the third incident at that plant since April. A worker's error caused a small release of hydrogen gas yesterday, summiting firefighters to the plant. Last Saturday, a fire ignited in a processing tower when leaking coconut oil ignited. The same thing happened back in April. Jackson says he will meet with management at that company soon. 40-year-old Sherry Frazier of Quincy is charged with almost running down three police officers in Quincy Center while she was huffing on a can of compressed air. Frazier drove toward the officers on a construction detail on Hancock Street, striking two officers with the side view mirror of her rented U-Haul van. She then crashed into a Jersey barrier. The officers were not injured. Frazier is charged with operating under the influence of drugs. A representative of the Massachusetts Audubon Wildlife Society will make a special presentation on monarch butterflies at the Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy Center this evening. The free program will be held from 7 to 8 p.m. and include a multimedia presentation with photos and videos of the world of monarch butterflies. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, August 25th.